Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Central Iowa student anglers coach, Jeremy King.
All right, so what is going to happen with this smoking contest fundraiser?
Yeah, this is something new to us. This is being put on by the Central Iowa student anglers and in conjunction with Panorama Shooting Sports, which, if you don't mind, I'd like to touch on that just a bit. A lot of people aren't aware of what that actually is or that we have something like this. And I can speak on behalf of the Central Iowa Student Anglers as the coach slash president. We actually have, based out of Panora, but all schools that are within distance that want to participate, we have a high school and junior high fishing team that was put together a couple years ago and has grown so much now that we're getting more subdivisions of this team. And part of this, of branching out, we have to come up with different ideas to raise money for the kids that go to things like jerseys and shirts and awards for the tournaments that they fish in. And while we were brainstorming, we came up with the idea of let's look at doing a barbecue or smoking contest. So that came up with us. It was well received by the adults and the kids that are in the group. And we decided to throw one together for May 6th, which is a Saturday. And we're going to do that in Panora, Iowa at the Petal Inn, which used to be the old PJ's restaurant right next to the bike trail across from the Hometown Foods and kind of that little square area in Panora.
All right, and you kind of went into it a little bit there. The Central Iowa Student Anglers is just a group of high school kids, as you said, kind of got started in Panora and just branched out. And you said you've gotten the group pretty big. How many students do you have?
Well, the fun part is it started out actually based kind of out of Atlantic with another gentleman by his name of Bob Harris that contacted me 3 years ago and said, hey, I'd like to start a high school bass fishing team. Him and I worked in conjunction, and he did a lot of this work. He's an amazing guy on this. In that first year, we had about 20 kids involved. And then in 2021, we jumped to about 50. 2022, we were over 90. And then this year, we're projected to be well over 100 kids in the club. And a lot of people maybe think, well, this is so you just get to go fishing. And it's not that at all. What these kids are doing is they're learning a bunch of other different things that come with it. These kids are learning science and biology. They aren't just going to go out and cast a lure in the water. They're going to understand different times of year is going on in that ecosystem that they're fishing in. And they're going to learn about transitional seasonal movements of fish and their prey. They learn public speaking, where they're going to talk in front of people, and a whole bunch of other different things. So these kids aren't just going to go out and go fishing. They're learning a lot of different stuff as well. And it's kind of one of those things where you trick them into thinking, maybe this is super fun, but at the same time, they don't know they're learning something. And so our clubs are growing big time. There is a massive amount of opportunities out there for kids. My son has fished on his team for a couple years. And last year, him and his fishing partner, which they fish in teams of two, they qualified for the National World Competition, which was in Pickwick Lake, Alabama. And when they went there was 418 teams from all across the world. Even Zimbabwe had teams there. And they fished against all those teams in the high school division. And at the end of the day, they ended up in 45th place after 3 days of fishing. And the teams that got 31st place, each kid got a $30,000 college scholarship. And they gave out over $3 million in college scholarships at that tournament. And so as freshmen, they did a really great job beating over 80% of the field. And again, they start working towards that goal of qualifying for that again this year, along with every other kid. And that's going to be held in La Crosse, Wisconsin. So part of these funds they raise through this fundraising will help their boat captain offset some gas costs and other small things, maybe take the kids out for a meal while they're on their trips, things like that.
All right, and how would a student go about getting signed up to join the Central Iowa Student Anglers?
That's a great question. They can. We got a Facebook page called Central Iowa Student Anglers, where people can get on there. They'll have my contact information, email, and phone number, and they can get a hold of me. And this evening, I'm meeting with ACGC School. We got a number of kids signed up. We're going to get them involved also. We have kids from Minburn, Adel, some Johnson kids are going to be coming over. Stewart has a team in it as well. So we have a large area that we're covering. We're extending our reach out into Greene County and stuff. So pretty excited where this is all going. And they can get a hold of us on that Facebook page, which will be the best avenue through messaging, text messaging, emailing, all of that stuff.
All right, and then kind of coming back around to the Smoking Contest fundraiser. You said those funds are basically kind of just going to funding gas costs and maybe a meal or two for the fishermen, correct?
Yeah, it'll do that, and the help with the awards and the jerseys. We have some terrific donors, some sponsors that have helped out with some jersey costs too. And it's going to be split. This is going to be split between us and the shooting sports team. So we're going to go right down the middle. Each side gets. And the part of the smoking competition I would really like to emphasize is we are encouraging competitors. We still need some more competitors. We have about 10 to a dozen signed up now. This is going to be an amateur setup where don't think you're going to come and smoke against these guys that are on TV on barbecue contests. These are local people that, you know, like to fire up a smoker, a barbecue pit here and there on the weekends and never had anybody complain about their cooking. Well, this would be a great opportunity to come over and just donate to a good cause. Guthrie County Meats has expressed interest in helping out as well. They're talking about selling meat to you for this event at cost and to benefit you a little bit. All competitors, again, you can register through our Facebook page. It would be great if you could do that because all competitors will get a free T-shirt, and I would like your shirt sizes so I could get you that. So I could have that ready for you when you show up. We're going to have part of Petal Inn's parking lot coned off and reserved the day before. So on May 5th, people, if they want to trailer up a smoker or bring some along, they can. We're going to have generators if you want to run a pellet smoker. Or if you just want to cook at home and bring it in like a roasting pan or something, that's going to be just fine. We'll have tables set up, canopies, things like that. So if you want to cook off-site and bring that food there, we're welcome to that as well. So you get a free shirt. We got awards with gift cards for the fans who get a vote. So everybody who buys a $10 card to come eat, they get to then vote at the end of it in a kind of a blind taste test deal. So we're going to let the fans pick what they like and who they like. There'll be two divisions. We're going to have a feather division for your poultry, and then you're going to have a fur division for anything else that you want to cook. Awards will be given to both. You can enter both. It doesn't cost a competitor anything to enter. And like I said, you'll get a free shirt out of the deal. You'll help the cause and probably get to tell some good stories around a barbecue pit.
All right. Sounds like a fun event for everyone involved.
It should be a great time. I know the kids are excited. Hopefully we got good weather. I know we have also Skeeter Creek Farms donated a whole hog, and there's that's going to be processed. The process is being donated by the Guthrie County Quality Meats. Those tickets, we're selling those for $20 a piece. We're only selling 100 of them. However, the student angler barbecue contest with the shooting sports, those are $10, and that's basically all you can eat barbecue. So for that kind of deal, in my opinion, that's a terrific deal. And see what you like and what you don't. Hopefully there's nothing you don't like.
All right. Is there anything I haven't asked about you'd kind of like to go over real quick?
No, I would just like to extend the offer to anybody again. If you're interested in competing, please get a hold of me as soon as you can. Also, if you have a kid that's in junior high or high school that might be interested in this sport, absolutely contact me. I can get you the information. It comes at a pretty minimal fee for the kids to join. It's a $25 annual membership fee that will get them in these tournaments. We have a couple different tournament series. We have a boat division where you fish with a partner. We also have a kayak series where if you don't have a kayak, we'll get you a loaner. And we have a bank series where we're going to have tournaments off the bank. And we have a virtual series where you do it with an app on your cell phone. And that virtual series started April 1st. There's still plenty of time and runs to the end of the month for kids who maybe want to get into that, win some awards, possibly win some scholarships. All that stuff is out there. And I would just urge you to get a hold of me on our Facebook page, and I'll help you out walking you through what your options are or if something fits for you.
All right. Thank you very much, Jeremy.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.